You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has 8 new positive cases from more than 44,000 tests. 7 are linked to the Avalon cluster in the Northern Beaches. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says health authorities are concerned that the number of exposure sites has grown.
Even though the case numbers are relatively low compared to what we've experienced in previous days, the number of venues that are impacted, it grows. Because when you have people with the virus who've attended venues outside of the Northern Beaches community, it always increases our concern to make sure there isn't a permanent seeding event created by any of those venues.
A health worker who transported a family with the virus from Sydney Airport on December the 14th has tested positive. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says one of the nurse's colleagues has also been infected.
A close workplace contact of this healthcare worker has come back positive since the 8 p.m. figures, and that will be included in the count for tomorrow.
A 15-year-old Victorian girl who spent time in the Northern Beaches has returned a positive test result in Melbourne. Health Minister Martin Foley says the girl and her mother returned to Melbourne by car and went into isolation before the girl had a test on Sunday.
The positive case is a young person from the Moonee Valley local government area who had visited several of the high-risk exposure sites in Sydney. The young person travelled home from Sydney with their parent. They have isolated when they returned to Victoria, and as a result of the awareness of the situation in Sydney, the young person has sought testing. Anyone who has returned from the Northern Beaches area, Greater Sydney or the Central Coast needs to get tested and quarantined for 14 days.
Minister Foley says phone records are being checked to verify their movements. He says such checks are not out of the ordinary.
Depends on the circumstances, but given the importance of this case and now 53 days of community-free Victorian transmission, we are putting every available resource and effort into keeping those 53 days going.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says the country is well placed compared to other nations with low case numbers and no recent fatalities.
There's been no new deaths for some time. Hospitalisations remain extremely low. There are only 22 people in Australia right now in hospital. No person in intensive care and therefore, of course, no one on ventilation.
Professor Kelly says Australia won't be stopping flights from the United Kingdom because of a new strain that's said to be up to 70% more transmissible. Professor Kelly says Australia's quarantine requirements for returned travellers means there's sufficient protection, so flights don't need to be suspended.
We don't believe there's any reason to change our border arrangements in relation to people coming from the UK. We have a lot of Australian citizens that live in the UK right now are wanting to come back to Australia, and we still are welcoming them. They will be going into 14 days supervised quarantine.
Police in Queensland say they won't hesitate to fine people if they try to breach border controls. At least 115 people from New South Wales have been refused entry into Queensland in the hours since the hard land border was reimposed. Chief Superintendent Mark Wheeler says one woman made 2 unsuccessful attempts to breach the border and has been fined $4,000.
We do catch you, we do fine you, we do send you back into New South Wales. People who make genuine mistakes, we will work with. We're adopting a profile of compassion, communication, but ultimately compliance has to be achieved because this is about keeping COVID-19 out of Queensland.
Queensland has 10 active cases and no new cases of COVID-19. Western Australia will resume quarantine-free travel with South Australia from Christmas Day. WA's Premier Mark McGowan says the date is timed to coincide with South Australia recording 28 days without community spread of the virus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.